Well, Dr. Flack, thanks for being here with us today.
Thanks for having me on, Aaron.
During last night's school board meeting, the deans of students at the high school came in and talked a little bit about how the first quarter went for them and their new roles. Two of them were at the school district last year as counselors, and then one person is new to the school district entirely. And overall, it sounds like they think things are progressing well over there. They like their responsibilities, and they like the idea that they seem to have more personal relationships with the students that they're in charge of. What did you and the school board take out of that last night?
Well, Aaron, first of all, I think it was very important for the deans to come to the board meeting and share some of their responsibilities and some of their activities so far this year with the Board of Education, because the board did trust the administration last year to move to the dean approach as opposed to the normal principal, assistant principal roles that we've had for several years. Yeah, I think, like you said, the main thing is the building of relationships. And I think it was mentioned many times during the meeting last night that the counselors do feel that they've had an opportunity to build better relationships with the students that they are assigned, if you will, to work with, because they're working only with, slightly less than 200 students each, as opposed to two counselors working with over 300 students each, as was the case in the past. I think they're better able to keep track of attendance. I think they're better able to keep track of issues that each of their students may have in school or out of school, especially if the out of school issues are impacting their education and what's going on in school. So all in all, I think they feel very happy with the opportunities that they have to work with those students. Also then to work with the teachers who teach each of their students during the school day. They can keep track of how their grades are going. I know Carolyn Jones talked about a little competition they're having in the high school to try and reduce in the advisory groups the number of failing grades that students are receiving. So, you know, everything like that I think means and contributes to a more positive relationship in the high school.
Also yesterday there was some discussion about possibility of a career academy here in Knoxville, something that it was brought up a few months back, and another meeting was held on that recently. How are things progressing with that? Something that I know that a lot of people in the community have expressed a desire for.
Aaron, I'm not sure there's been a lot of progress made. You know, we have been visiting with representatives of Des Moines Area Community College for 2 or 3 years about the potential of getting a larger DMAC presence in Knoxville. You know, Harv Sprafka, various city managers that we've had, myself as representative of the school, Mr. Crawford from the high school, and various leaders from the community, city council members and so forth, have met with DMAC representatives several times. Every time trying to find out, you know, what exactly is it that you want? What can we provide in Knoxville that would bring a greater presence? Now, I think we've made a little bit of progress in that we have at City Hall a DMAC representative, and we're trying to provide more and more classes for residents of Knoxville. And we're not just talking about high school students, we're talking about adult learners as well. Several of our high school students earn DMAC credit through the classes that they're taking in high school right now. Some because we have teachers with master's degrees teaching those higher level courses, some online, and then also some after school classes that are available to adult learners as well. But we know that we have employers in our community who would benefit from maybe mechanical skill classes, welding classes, and so forth, if there was a stronger DMAC presence in Knoxville. And we think that's very, very important. DMAC has that career academy in Newton. They've just opened or just opening a career academy at Southridge Mall. So, you know, we have those in the area, but still, especially for high school students to earn more DMAC credit, it would be better to have programs closer so they aren't on the highways. Maybe it's only 25 or 30 miles, but still having a presence here would be helpful to our community.
Kind of on that note, you guys will be spending your next school board meeting up in the Southridge facility. You talked about that. Just briefly kind of explain what's going to be going on up there, why you guys are taking that trip up there.
Well, the Southridge facility is directed mostly toward Warren County schools, and the Warren County schools have had to guarantee an enrollment of 200 high school students in that DMAC facility. As a neighboring county, and a neighboring school district, we have been invited, as have other Marion County schools, to a meeting on the 26th of November at Norwalk Middle School to learn more about the academy and the opportunities that are going to be provided there. I think some of the opportunities are going to be similar to what we're already offering. For example, a construction trades program, we already offer that in our high school. Auto mechanics, we already offer that in our high school. The only difference is that the teachers at the DMAC Academy either have a master's or they have sufficient experience in the profession that they can give college credit. Our instructors, while they do a terrific job, don't have a master's, don't have the requisite 5 years or so of experience in the profession, so we can't offer the DMAC college credit. Same course, same work, same skills, but it's just different in the degrees earned by the teachers.
All right, and then finally from yesterday, a group are looking to put a trap shooting team in Knoxville, wants the school affiliation with it as well. Kind of looking to get kids involved in a different way, and I know the school board had a good discussion on it yesterday, and we'll discuss it further in the future.
Yeah, Aaron, I don't think there's a lot different that would occur if the school was involved. They've asked for school sponsorship to help with transportation and the opportunity for students participating to receive an athletic letter. Based on the description that we heard last night, it's going to be a little difficult, I think, to understand how exactly a student would earn that letter. But students are already participating in trap shooting without school involvement. They've already got the support of several groups within the county that promote trap shooting or other recreational use of firearms and bow and arrow and so forth. So the opportunities are there for the students regardless of whether or not the school is involved with this. It's just that they would like some assistance with busing students to competitions on Saturdays in the spring, and of course the opportunity to have, I guess, that Knoxville High School letter, if you will. So yeah, we're going to do some research with other schools that do provide some support, and also some schools that have chosen not to provide that support, and we'll just have to see where it goes.
All right, is there anything else you'd like to add today?
Well, I think we're making good progress on the auditorium. The steel decking is up on the roof. They're getting ready to put insulation on the roof and at least hopefully get that main auditorium part, you know, all tucked in for the winter so that a lot of work can go on inside over the winter months as well. So I think it's going well. Had a good school year so far, entering the holiday season, and sometimes, you know, that creates an awful lot of activity, not only school activities, but also church activities and other community activities. So it's a busy time for everyone.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Dr. Fleck.
Thank you, Aaron.